What's now the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we have another video coming out of Georgia. There's a lot of young black voters that can't stand Joe Biden for multiple reasons. We seen on the last podcast when even Trump went to a Chick-fil-A, how he was received by black folks.
Nice to see everybody.
How you doing, Trump?
I'm doing good.
I love you, man. I love you.
Yeah. Everybody straight.
Everybody having a good time? Get ready. Yeah, I'll give you one.
I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken. I'm going to take care of the customers. This is good. You're making a lot of money. You're getting rich, right? Thanks very much. Look at the way you hope. You like each other, right?
Come on in.
Yes,
I'm going to get rid of Biden.
Bye,
he is the worst president in the history of the United States, and he's horrible to the black community. Like it or not, he treats the black community bad. And check out his record in the 1990s.
You're economically what's for us. Yes.
Well, opportunities. Best job numbers ever.
The first step egg. Let's talk about it.
And again, the colleges and universities. Yep. I just get the whole thing down.
Now, I want you to watch this clip. This clip do come from CNN. And even though, you know, they're pushing a propaganda, especially on black people, let's go ahead on and check this out, what these young people are saying.
It'll be the first time Lonnie White and Rokia Garbo will be old enough to vote in the presidential election. And just the second time Malik Poole and Mohsen Chaura will cast a presidential ballot. None are planning to vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump.
If I were to vote tomorrow, I wouldn't vote. Period. Ideally, I would like to vote third party.
I'll vote for an independent candidate.
I'm considering either voting for Claudia De La Cruz or Cornel West at this point. If there is no substantive policy change when it comes to the genocide in Gaza, then there's not really a discussion for me.
When we met at this barbecue restaurant in Atlanta, all four told me they were raised and originally registered as Democrats. But this year, the president's handling of the Israel-Gaza war has turned them away.
I think what Biden has done in aiding and abetting a genocide is just something I cannot stand for.
You're willing to withhold your vote in the presidential election unless there is a ceasefire.
Yes.
And it's implemented.
Yes.
Not voting could mean Donald Trump gets into office. Do you think he'll be better on Gaza?
Trump would probably say flatten Gaza and make it into a golf course. I have absolutely no faith in him.
Would you not say that also the people who are not voting for one of the two people who are the likely people to really be in this race have a role to play in kind of giving the race to Donald Trump in a state like Georgia where it's going to be like razor thin?
Yeah, no, I'll do you one better, actually. I think that just means that's why the Democrats should listen.
What that young brother said at the end was the best part of the piece. He says that he thinks that the Democrats should listen. Now, you know, my position on the situation with the Israel and, you know, Palestine conflict. Of course, I said in the beginning of it that, you know, I don't like to see no one lose a life. What's going on in Palestine is extremely overkill. It's way too much. And yes, they're trying to wipe them people out. And the issue is Joe Biden is assisting with it. No, U.S. troops isn't doing it, but he's making sure he assists with it. So, yes, his hand is on it. And some people look at that and say, OK, if this guy is willing to do this to another group of people, what in the hell is he willing to do to us? That's how some of these younger voters are looking at that. And that is the right way to look. Now, you can say whatever you want to say about Trump, but Trump didn't have things like that going on when he was president of the United States. You understand what I'm saying? But they're saying that they don't want to vote for either. Some of them say they want to choose the couch. Some of them say maybe a third party or whatever, but clearly not Democrats. Now, you see, and listen, the sister that did the news report, I understand that she's working for CNN. I understand that, you know, you have to understand they're controlled. They're not free to say what they want to say. They tell them what questions to ask, how to say it, when to say it. You know, they'll tell them to do the news report, let them review it, and they may edit or whatever what they're doing. even recently when we hired some, you know, journalists from South Africa, they were shocked that I didn't tell them what to say. They were shocked that they didn't have to turn in their script to me and I look at it and tell them, don't say this, don't say that, don't say this, don't say that. That's how it normally is. We don't do that here. But that sister's doing her job. I get it. So I'm not really trying to be against that sister at all. I will say to this that sister on that piece that, hey, if you really want to come to a news organization that's not going to tell you what to say and give you freedom, you can come on over here, sister. We got you. But young voters, you know, in Georgia, they're not for it. If you think that Georgia's going to go blue in this election, you Democrats are sadly mistaken. See, Democrats have squandered off their black support. They did it. It was not Trump. It was not nothing else. It's not no misinformation or none of that. It's not no Russians. It's y'all. It's what Democrats have done. They have given billions and probably up to trillions of dollars at this point to migrants. They have given nothing to black people. They gave the Asians an Asian hate crime bill. They give Ukrainians all this money, Israel all this money, and black Americans, descendants of slaves who are owed reparations, don't even get a just due at all. But yet you're expecting us to come and vote for you in November? No. I told y'all I'm not voting for no Biden. No, because my biggest issue is the migrant crisis, cost of living, the way they do taxes in this country, the way the Biden administration treat business owners in this country. Oh, no. Not him. I can't vote for a man that's going to stack another 7 million migrants on top of us in this country. I mean, what about my children? What about your children? That's resources that are being taken away from us. But he's trying to stack the whole third world, literally, because that's what he's stacking, on top of American citizens, like it's our responsibility to take care of them. No, they have to fight in their own homeland and figure that thing out. Like a lot of people figure out their situation in their countries all over the world. But these young people are on it. And like I say, I support the young people. I do. I really support the young people in our community. Because they having more and more of a voice every election, the young people is going to be the deciding turn. All this old stuff, look, this old stuff going to pass away in this country. Like a lot of these folks that you don't want to be inclusive with people of all communities, them days of all white everything, them days about to go. I'm telling you, Congress going to have to change. The Senate going to have to change. All these judges going to have to change. It's going to have to look like America. It's just that simple. America is a melting pot. And a lot of people aren't on what some of these people have been on for a long time. That's that status quo that Biden is on and all of that, that doesn't fit the young people. Their status quo, young people can't buy a house. Young people can't buy cars. Young people can't move out of their mama house. Apartments is just as high as a house. That's ridiculous. Inflation keep going up. Why would these young people go out and vote for Biden? That don't make sense. And I'm proud of these young people. Y'all keep on sticking with it. I want all the people that listen to me and need the sound of this microphone, get registered to vote. If you're not registered to vote, even if you choose the couch, get registered to vote. Why? So when they do the tally, they know how many of us was actually registered to vote and how many of us actually voted wherever we want to vote for, or even if we chose the couch. They need to know. And that's a good thing. I told y'all, voter registration card is what we all need. We need a U.S. passport to travel anytime we need to get good and ready. We need a driver's license, most definitely, because you got to move around. You got states of voter ID, like my state, voter ID, right? Give them your license so you can vote. But yeah. A lot of people going to look. People going to choose a couch, yes, but a whole lot of people I know going to choose Trump. I'm telling you, some people scared to tell you that, but I'm telling you, it's going to happen. That's why the Democrats are waging lawfare on Trump right now. They doing everything they can to try to, because, you know, they but the time's ticking on them. It's almost mid-April. It won't be long for his November, ladies and gentlemen. And Trump win that election, boy, I'm going to repeat this again. Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, and Letitia James. I feel for y'all.